T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Yeah. Here he is, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd. Todd Peach is in the house. He's got over 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. He knows what's up. He's a proud member owner of a BECU, which is an awesome credit union. And we say credit and owner because everybody that is in BECU, we own the joint.
Yeah, that's the difference, BJ. Everything we do is for the members and the owners, not for the stockholders.
And if you would like to be part of BECU, all you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. It's as simple as that. Go to BECU.org. And, of course, Todd, you've been with BECU for 16 years, and you kind of know your stuff.
Yeah, I'm coming up on 20, BJ.
20 years of BECU.
Yeah.
Whoa. Dang.
We've been doing this a while.
Yeah, we really have. And it's funny because I this is my 20th year here in Seattle.
Yeah, okay.
So you and I both really decided to just turn our lives around and do something good for ourselves. And today you said, Ty, you brought in a topic. I mean, of course, you'll answer questions at 206-421-ROCK, anything people have to ask. But you said you also have something you want to bring up.
Yeah. So Monday we were out in high schools. It's called our annual day of service. We do it every October. And all of our employees go out to local high schools to teach kids financial literacy. Because we're not doing it at home. But what we do is we go into the high schools and we teach real life. It's this real life simulation. So all the kids are given a job, a salary, a budget. Then they have to go around to all of our employees, and they have to decide how they're going to live.
This is awesome.
Are they going to live with the parents? Are they going to get an apartment? Ooh. What kind of car? Are they going to get a Beamer? Are they going to take the bus? All the way, clothing, food, you name it, right? And so it's funny, and I'm at different stands. I've done this a few years now, and this time I was at the auto or the transportation. So some of the kids will say, okay, I want the BMW.
Of course,
right?
They say that. Yeah.
Nice. So then they go, okay, what are you going to do for your spouse, right? Oh, she's taking the bus. Right?
Yeah, sure she is.
Come on.
Did you introduce him to a children's divorce lawyer?
We have to make that recommendation. So that comes up in the simulation. So you have to go to divorce court. And the same thing happens with clothing and different things. But then you get some that's like, oh, I need this high end, but my wife needs it too, right?
So, yeah.
It's just awesome. Funny how the kids think, and it's a great thing. But it's all in the idea is to get them to think about real life. When you do graduate and you make money, you're going to have to make important decisions and choices that sometimes you'll live with them. I mean, I've seen people buy expensive cars that regret it later on, right?
Yeah.
Or just different things. So, but we also commissioned a survey, and I think the data shows it's extremely important for parents to have that conversation, the money talk, if you will, with the kids, but only 28% are doing so. And if they're not learning from us, where are they going to learn it, right?
Yeah.
I guess on this program, right?
Maybe they'll ask for less stuff for Christmas, too, if you do that.
And so I think we have a great resource. It's called the next Big Talk. And it's a resource guide to get parents started with questions and things that they can do to start to teach their kids about managing money. And it's extremely important. So,
you know, Todd, I think that was part of the old home economics class. I mean, people used to laugh at home ec. Mm-hmm. But in fact, wasn't that a big part of home ec was actually how to basically have budgets and live on your own and be fiscally responsible?
Yeah, I mean, it's not part of schools today. I mean, I know I had home ec, I think it was about cooking or something, but that was a long time ago. But it's not a core requirement in schools to teach kids financial literacy. So, there is legislation that the curriculum is out there and available for teachers, but it's not part of the requirements today.
See, it frustrates the heck out of me because, they think if you know certain things in life that will get you into college and the great schools, I mean, the advanced placement programs. But in reality, financial literacy is really the key. I mean, mm-hmm. really, that and the fact that we don't teach it, I think as a society, we're really failing the kids.
Yeah. But that's where it's up to us as parents to step up and do what we can, right? And so, again, I would encourage you to go to the next big talk, get that, download some materials, learn.
Yeah.
I can tell you, my kids, I would teach them the difference between needs and wants, and we would go, and is that a need? No? Okay, then. So then they start to learn some of those things, and some things I didn't do was to, kind of share my own bills, if you will, with them. So if you get the utility bill or the, your car repaired, talk to them about some of those things. I didn't do that, and in hindsight, I wish I had done more of that.
And I know my parents didn't want us kids to worry about those things, so in that generation of me growing up, they wouldn't even think of sharing that info with us.
But why not? Let them learn, and if you make mistakes, share that with them. Share the mistakes you made.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh, my future child would think I'm perfect. How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah,
I'm
sorry,
talking
Steve.
About all the damn mistakes I'm making.
Yeah. See, Steve, these are things you got to think about. You got little Mix coming along.
Yep.
And, geez, man, you got to think about the big conversation.
That's right, that you're going to be broke for the next 18 years.
That's what it is.
If you want to have money, you better start studying.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999 if you have a question for Todd Peach and from BECU.org.
We actually have a couple compliments for Todd Peach as well.
What?
This texter says, hey, Todd, I just want to say thank you. I texted him last year around this time about getting some advice on raising my credit. What you've done for me is 650 to 720, and things have gotten a lot better, so I really appreciate the advice. Another person says, tell Todd thanks for me. I called a couple months ago about raising my credit. He gave me advice. I'm 1 point away from where I want to be.
Woo!
Look at you, man.
Wow, 1 point.
Making it happen.
That is a party.
All right, here's a question for you. At what point do you transition from a Roth IRA to a traditional IRA? Sometimes I'm not sure what to do.
That is an interesting question I've faced myself, Todd. And what are you telling folks? Is that something? Is that kind of information you can get at BECU if you're a member?
Yeah, I mean, we do certainly have advisors you can call up, and they can walk you through some of those things. But I mean, every situation is going to be different. Whether I'll say that in most of the time, if you're the younger folks and you have time on your side, Roth is the way to go. You're probably at a lower income tax bracket that you're going to be. That money is going to grow tax-free. Yes, you're going to pay taxes today, but you're not going to pay taxes on it 20, 30, 40 years from now. As far as transitioning, it's situation by situation. It depends where you're at, what your income is, what your age is, what your other assets are, other IRAs, that type of thing. But if you want to email me, happy to kind of walk you through those scenarios, or give us a call and you can talk to one of our advisors, can set up a free appointment with them just to kind of walk through it.
Yeah, that's when I realized I had turned a corner. It's bad enough that AARP keeps sending me stuff, and it's bad enough that nobody asks me if I qualify for the early bird special anymore. They just pretty much go, here you go, sir, you're getting some money off. And when I had the financial advisor talk for me and my kids, because our company actually lets us do a Roth IRA for the 401k, and he was like, yeah, you probably don't need to do that. You should just get the tax-free money now. You're not going to be around that much longer, buddy.
Well, again, a lot of it depends on what your current tax bracket is, right, and how much time you have on your side. So,
well, sometimes if you're in a particular tax bracket, you can't even do a Roth anyway.
That is true. It gets tougher especially if you have another IRA. So there's ways to do it, but if you have another IRA, they're going to tax you on that anyway, so it's not going to matter.
Yeah,
so
they're going to get their money, Todd. That's what they're going to do. We know that.
Yeah. Yep.
If there are any questions, by the way, that don't get answered, you can't get through, it's 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. But you can also go to KISW.com, just scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. You click that banner on, Todd will answer your questions, plus it'll take you to an awesome resource page where there's a lot of free stuff that you did not know to give you information. So that's there as well.
I also want to know, what kind of account is the best way to save money for my young son?
What are our goals? So I would first, Danny and I were just talking about this before the segment. I would get him started with the savings account right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
We have an early saver account that pays him five percent interest, 5% or so.
That ain't
bad. First $500. Get him started with a savings account, and then decide, okay, what are your goals? Is college something
to get him the hell out of 18?
Yeah, so that's something for you to think. So that's where the 529 kicks in, and you can just have. Set it up automatic. You can go to savingforcollege.com. It's got a ton of resources. It goes through all the plans, state of Washington as well as others. You can start putting $25 a month or whatever that is automatically into that. And by the time the kid's 18, you'll be really surprised.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, Danny, you ready? You ready? I mean, so Danny, you have to stop buying all that Halloween stuff.
Hey, I've already had a savings account. I just heard that BECU was doing some cool stuff with it, and I was like, I should transfer that money over.
Maybe you should there, buddy.
Yeah, maybe buy one less pumpkin during the Halloween season.
Maybe a little less, Converse orange and black shoes, Danny. Maybe I'll think about that.
Hey, Todd, how do I talk to my wife about spending? Because we're living paycheck to paycheck, and she spends like it's coming out of my rear end.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
It is a tough one. Money is one of the number one reasons for divorce, right?
Maybe start with that as the first sentence.
There you go. That's the first sentence. Honey, money's the number one reason for divorce, so let's think about this.
Yeah, there's a great book. It's called, David Bach, Smart Couples Finish Rich. And it just talks about the importance of having those conversations with your spouse or a significant other. If you do, if you can get online with, don't make this hey, you're doing this, and point fingers. I'd say direct the more of the conversation is, hey, we want to, what do we want to look like in 5, 10, 15, 20 years together, right? And start to have those conversations on little things. How can we get there? And maybe sharing some things, mistakes and money, things that you do. But just try to have that open discussion without pointing fingers.
And that is, that's, I think, where, Todd, a financial advisor who comes in and just looks at all your stuff, looks at everything and says, here's what you need to start doing. Yeah. And people just are afraid to give that information. They're embarrassed, whatever. But really, I had it done, and I thought I was in good shape, and I had it done where the guy said, let's really go over this with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah.
Let's see what you're doing. And then, boy, I found out a lot of stuff about myself. I was like, wow, I didn't, okay. She may not realize that it's that big of a deal and right. might think that you're a pain in the ass.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to be careful how you approach it. And so maybe it's sitting down with somebody and putting that glide path, the way you're on today, what it's going to look like, right, for you when you... what are your goals? You want to retire at 55, 65? You want to work forever? So just don't point fingers. Maybe get some advice. Like you said, sit down with a planner, read some books, but start to have the discussion, but without pointing fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, because that could easily be done. I mean, that really, yeah. If you sit there and go, look, I feel like I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I just want to be able for us to have fun and be prepared. Maybe this guy can give us some tips and make it easier for us.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. If you can work together,
yes, Steve.
It's amazing what you can accomplish together if you're on the same page.
Damn straight, man.
Damn straight, brother.
That's what's up.
I cannot wait for little Migs. I just cannot wait for the wisdom you're going to give her.
I'm not going to give her anything. I'll be like, yo, talk to my friend Todd.
Good call. So, there you go. Nice move.
Yeah.
All right. That's the first best thing you've ever done as a father.
I'm going to teach her about a village. It takes a village.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great village known as BECU. And man, if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, honestly, it is a great place to put your money and do all the cool stuff you can do at a bank, except none of the bad stuff that can sometimes happen in a bank because they are a credit union. And Todd, of course, can give you all the info you want. You just go to KISW.com, scroll down to the banner, click on it. He'll answer all your questions. And Todd, as usual, man, it's flown. This time has flown.
Yes.
So, Todd, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.